How can you obtain ecstasy? By worshipping the body. Tantra is the ancient art of prolonging the pleasure of lovemaking in order to reach a superior level of consciousness. In today's podcast, we bring you part 1 and 2 of these intriguing sexual secrets that are sure to introduce a whole new dimension to your life. Next, we come back to Brahma, the god of all creation, and discover how and why he created the world. Wishing to create the universe, Brahman first created the water in which he placed his seed. The meditation will be Communion with Brahma. Amaris, Valentino and Tiger Lily will guide you through today's revelations.
Welcome to Tantra FM, a step into bliss. I'm your host, Amaris. Sexual secrets, the worship of the body, direction, ecstasy. If one night your lover came to you and said, "My love, tonight we will forget all about work, family, kids, friends, and we will remember all about us. I will take you to heaven. I will adore your body. I will massage every little part of it, and only then will we make love. Tonight we will experience a highly spiritual orgasm, an unearthly one, so intense that you will reach the peak of ecstasy. You would probably be extremely happy if you read the previous articles on our site, or if you already know some tantric techniques. However, if you know nothing about such things, you would most certainly ask yourself whether this is a dream, or if your lover has temporarily lost his contact with the direct concrete reality you both used to share. But never mind the reactions you might have. It is important to try to understand that tantric sex has truly little to do with physical reality, as we usually experience it. As you may or may not know yet, Tantra is the ancient art of prolonging the pleasure of lovemaking until reaching a superior level of consciousness. In other words, you delay the common, explosive way of experiencing sexual orgasm and fully live and enjoy each sensation, each thrill that crosses your body. The idea is that if you maintain a high level of sexual excitation without hurrying to the end, involving in the experience all of your senses, slowly and patiently, yet at an ever-growing intensity, your attention is focused on the whole path of your voluptuous journey. This focus brings harmony between your erotic rhythms and those of your partners, and by stimulating each other's senses to the maximum, you will emerge into an extraordinary, erotic and emotional fusion with your partner, and an ecstatic physical experience of orgasm. So, invite your partner into the most amazing trip on the magic land of erotica. First and most importantly, you must create a special setting, scenery, in which you can discover the secrets of love and eroticism. So turn off the TV and the telephone, close the cat, get rid of distracting magazines and books, create a calm, comforting atmosphere in which you and your partner can easily forget about daily worries and responsibilities. Make sure your bedroom is heated and the doors are locked. Light some candles and incense, for instance jasmine, sandalwood, or musk, which are classics in the erotic field. Arrange things so that when you enter this temple of love, you will be prepared to begin the most ecstatic and breathtaking act of love in your entire life. Before starting anything, sit together face to face, legs crossed, looking each other in the eyes for a couple of minutes. Try to overcome the eventual feelings of embarrassment or the giggles, and tune into that sacred and serious part of each other. Remember that the moment of the orgasm is the moment in which you may be said to be the most serious of all time. Since then, you do not care about anything else except for the wonderful feeling of deep communion and shared happiness. Try to get to this state of seriousness even before the orgasm, and you will see that the orgasm will be a lot more intense. The next step is to embrace your partner or cuddle in his or her loving arms, choosing a position comfortable for both of you. It may be the so-called spoon position, or you may simply lie facing each other. No matter the chosen position, synchronize your breath with your partner's, so that you finally breathe in and out in the same rhythm. Once you succeed in this synchronization, focus your entire attention on your partner and on the things you will do together. Come back again to find out how this ecstatic erotic night will end. It's worth it.
Sexual Secrets, The Worship of the Body, Direction, Ecstasy. Part 2. You have to seduce your partner using your hands. Caress each part of his or her body, which you usually ignore. Men should be especially receptive to this note, and consequently should avoid the shortcuts towards the target of pleasure. So, squeeze, caress, lick, and touch each other in every centimeter of his or her body. If you are more the marine type, you may even choose the bathroom for this exercise. This wet erotic trick consists in pouring some drops of your favorite essential oils into the tub and filling it with milk-warm water. Light candles and put them all around the tub, creating thus a dreamlike atmosphere, enticing you to lovemaking. Delight your partner with a torrent of water flowing on his or her shoulders, chest, back, neck, and any other parts that you find interesting. A special note is to be made here. The traditional tantric techniques recommend these maneuvers so that you may engage in a true erotic marathon, which may last for hours. Consequently, you need to be prepared for it and resist all the way. We suggest at least half an hour of such maneuvering so that your senses become highly acute and alert. If you find yourself yearning for more, have no fear. Do not restrain your appetite. Tantra does not live up to the saying, "What is too much is damaging." Quite the opposite. Go ahead and be creative. You may want to try some essential massage oils, so pour some on your hands and then let them slide all over your lover's body. Yet make sure you do not directly touch any of the hot areas just now. Make it more of a promise. You may even grasp his ears now, massaging them all the way from the lobe up to the upper part. And if you get ideas like using your tongue instead of your fingers, don't be shy. Once you feel that both of you are burning with passion, you may move on to the next stage. The tantric approach to sexuality implies, as you have already seen, making you reach boiling point, but not going further. That is, getting the tension high, then lowering it a bit. Make your lover reach an almost unbearable state of arousal, and then let him or her calm down a little. The purpose of this delaying is to get used to ever higher levels of arousal, support them, and desire more. Remember that practice is essential. Consequently, the more you practice, the more you will be able to enjoy the magnificent sensations of the erotic Montagne Russe. If you feel you are close to losing control, stop any movements, relax, and take deep breaths, so that you may be able to go on further after a while. The two lovers may explore manually their bodies. The woman takes some lubricant oil and touches the man's penis so that her fingers delicately and excitingly touch the scrotum. Then she pours the lubricant on the back of her hand and massages his testicles with both hands. If you want to cool him down a little bit, ask him to return the favor, meaning he should pour some oil on your intimate parts and slowly massage them. The rest of this section is up to your creativity and imagination. The woman delicately squeezes the base of his penis with one hand, keeping it away from the rest of his body. The big finger and the index of her other hand form a circle around the head of his penis. Rotate your fingers clockwise while the big finger slides and naturally goes away from the head of the penis. Repeat this movement as many times as he can handle it without getting crazy. Yet, if you want to occupy his hands with something so that he relaxes a bit, you may suggest that he does the same thing to you. Spread your legs wide apart while your lover turns into an explorer in search of the G-spot, slowly introducing his fingers inside of you. And while his index and middle fingers voluptuously come and go inside, his other hand presses on your clitoris. It is difficult to imagine how one could stand the erotic feeling for a very long time, but you will see it is possible. Now your passion has reached a level that you can hardly withstand, and you may wish to cool down, so you may engage in the act itself. The arousal you both experienced so far, and which you still feel present in every cell of your being, has prepared you for the most intense, breathtaking, and memorable orgasms you have ever experienced, because at this temperature, it would be naive to imagine that you would just have one orgasm each. Join us again to find out how the rest of the night goes on.
Brahma, the God of Creation, Part 2. According to the Shatapatha, Brahman, the creator Brahman, was born from God. Wishing to create the universe, Brahman first created the water in which he placed his seed. This seed transformed into a golden egg from which Brahma appeared. According to Purana, Brahma is the son of God and the feminine energy Maya. Nonetheless, there are other sources sustaining that Maya is Brahma's daughter or wife. Maya is the symbol of the cosmic illusion, whose veil does not allow mortals to perceive God. Maya has two aspects, avidya Maya, the ignorance that estranges mortals from God and enslaves them more and more into the universe of the senses, and vidya Maya, the liberating knowledge that gradually leads mortals to the ineffable and intoxicating communion with God. Tantrism promotes the idea that as the Supreme God governs all the destinies and all the things in the universe, it is highly important that He is auspicious to us. In order to accomplish this, the yogis have developed the technique of identification with Brahma, which helps us gain the inner attitude that accelerates our spiritual progress. This technique implies that we envisage ourselves wrapped in an aura shaped as an egg, bright yellow in color, emanating positive energy. We have to visualize as clearly as possible the warm rays of bright light and force emanating from our aura, nurturing and sustaining our life and our relationship with other people. It is advisable that we assign this exercise 10 to 15 minutes daily. We will note the gradual improvement in various domains of our lives. His beloved is a master in the 64 arts. Sarasvati, Brahma's feminine counterpart, radiates more light than 10 billion moons. Her ornaments are purified in the heavenly fire. She is the mother of the Vedas, the embodiment of nature, the patron of the arts and sciences. Sarasvati is always smiling and her beauty surpasses all imagination. Her body is covered in jewels and pearls. When the identification with Sarasvati is perfect, all the 64 arts become known, according to Sarasvati Stotra. Brahma's feminine counterpart Sarasvati is the goddess governing wisdom and science. The Sanskrit term Sara means essence, and Sva means self. Consequently, the translation for Sarasvati is the essence of the self. Sarasvati symbolizes Brahma's creative force. All those seeking knowledge, mainly teachers, professors, scientists, students, worship the goddess Sarasvati. She is very beautiful, gracious, and young. Sarasvati is also the master of the 64 arts, of which the art of love is the first and most important. Her representation is that of a woman with four arms, dressed in a white sari, sitting on a white lotus flower. The swan that accompanies her is also white, the color of peace. As the patron of the arts, she sings at the instrument called veena. In her right hand she holds a book made of palm leaves, and a lotus which is a symbol of using knowledge with love and kindness in order to ensure the prosperity of mankind. In her left hand she wears a necklace of pearls, symbolizing meditation and contemplation, as well as the path leading to samadhi, the total experience of God. Her four arms stand for her omnipresence and omnipotence. The front arms reflect her presence and action in the physical world, and her back arms her active presence in the spiritual world.
Hello, and welcome to Tantra FM, the light that sets you free. I'm your host, Tiger Lily. Let us perform a meditation on the theme of communion with Brahma. In order to help our concentration and to create a better resonance with the state or aspect we are meditating upon, we shall use musical support. Sit down on a chair with your spine straight or assume a meditation pose such as Sukhasana, Vajrasana or Padmasana. For those of you that are still unfamiliar with these positions, you can learn about them on www.shivashakti.com. Make sure your spine, your neck and your head are in an upward position and they form a straight line. Relax your entire body. Empty your mind and acquire a strong inner focus. Do not allow anything to disturb your concentration at this point. Start breathing deeply and rhythmically. With each inhalation, imagine that you are bringing peace and harmony into your being. Also, with each exhalation, imagine that you eliminate all tensions, stress, and anything else that might disturb your meditation. Now we are ready to begin. It is time to focus our mind and meditate upon the following aspect: communion with Brahma. Let us begin. Thank you.
Thank you.
Well, that concludes another show. Goodbye from all of us at Tantra FM.